All of us here at WYPR hope you are coping as best you can with the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. One thing that has brought me some comfort personally is reading. Luckily, there's a vast world of wonderful books to keep you company. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick is here with reviews of two new memoirs to add to your reading list. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. In 1999, Helen Fremont published a best-selling, critically acclaimed memoir called After Long Silence. The book described her and her sister Laura's experience of being raised Catholic, then gradually figuring out that their parents were, in fact, Jewish Holocaust survivors. The sisters were in their 40s when they figured out the truth behind their parents' ill-fitting masks and shaky stories. Batya and Kovic were actually Polish Jews who met before the war upended their lives. While Kovic survived 6 years in the Soviet Gulag, their mother scrambled in vain to save her parents, then escaped to Italy disguised as an Italian soldier. There, her older sister had married a Catholic count, who was eventually able to have Batya released from a concentration camp. Meanwhile, Kovic escaped from jail in Siberia and crossed Europe on foot to find his true love. They were married 10 years from the day they met. Fremont's parents' story is a stirring and amazing one, and she tells it beautifully, setting it in the context of her childhood and her experience of discovery. Yet an afterword goes on to describe a party held after the book's publication, gathering the many Jewish relatives who had since turned up. Her parents and sister are absent. They do not approve of my book, she explains. This turned out to be quite an understatement, as Fremont's second memoir, The Escape Artist, reveals. Quote, after my book came out in February, I did not hear from my mother or sister again for 3 years, she reports, and they called at that point only because her father had died. Though she was asked to attend the funeral 6 weeks later, she received a copy of her father's will. Attached at the back was a very recent codicil disowning her and stripping her of all inheritance, including her father's journals, which he had always said he was writing and saving for her. 12 years later, when her mother died, Fremont learned she had signed an identical codicil at the same time. Even though Fremont had shown her manuscript to her parents before publication and agreed to blur locations and change names, quote, the book's unexpected success proved catastrophic for my mother. However filled with admiration and love for her, it had ripped open her facade. When Fremont sent a present to her that Mother's Day, it was returned unopened. She marveled at the carefully written return label, the extra $5.95 spent for priority postage, at the extent of her mother's fury. This returned package rang bells for me, and I went to my bookshelf to pull out an essay I have my UB students read. It's called Return to Sender. In it, Mark Doty describes what he calls every memoirist's nightmare, that we will lose the people in our lives by writing about them. For Doty, the unopened package was returned by his father. It contained the manuscript of his memoir. Like Fremont and her mother, the two never spoke again. This is what all beginning memoirists fear. And yet, like Doty and Fremont, many of us proceed nonetheless. In openly confronting the consequences of telling family stories, Fremont takes the reader along with her on the risky moonshot that is family memoir.
The books are After Long Silence and The Escape Artist by Helen Fremont. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.